Okay, Rabbi Isaac, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shimon. The title is also a work in progress. Okay, last week we learned of Aaron of Karlin's statement that whoever has a Muna in Rashbi gets Chizuk from Rashbi, just like Hashem Yisbarach is for everyone, so too Rabbi Shimon Baruch Chai is for everyone. And we began by explaining the link between Rabbi Shimon Baruch Chai Lakol and Rabbi Akiva, who is also Lakol. How did we establish that link? We established that link by quoting the Gemara in Chagiga that says that Rabbi Akiva was once walking, he approached a group of Tanaim, Gemara in Yevamos, and the Tanaim were startled by his appearance. And they said to him, "Are you the Akiva ben Yosef whose name goes Misofa Olam Bat Sofa? Are you the famous world-renowned Akiva ben Yosef?" Why was he called Misofa Olam Bat Sofa? So he said from the Gemara in Chagiga, Adam Rishon was also Misofa Olam Bat Sofa, all-encompassing. Rabbi Akiva was all-encompassing. We quoted the Rambam, who says that the span of the world is 24,000 mil by 24,000 mil, which means that Rabbi Akiva, who had 24,000 talmidim, was as big as the world. That's what we shared last week. And just like Rabbi Akiva was such a big person, so his Talmud Mufak, Rabbi Shimon Baruch Chai, also wanted to become Rashbi Lakol. He wanted to become this all-encompassing neshama, this neshama kolel, so to speak. So we have to do the same thing today. Now I want to just share one interesting ha'ara that I realized over Shabbos. I was very excited about it, just to connect back to that concept. And that is, what happened when Talmidei Rabbi Akiva died? What's the lashon of the Gemara? The lashon of the Gemara is that when Talmidei Rabbi Akiva died, the world was desolate. The olam was shami. The entire world was desolate. So that's also beautiful. It fits perfectly. Why is the death of Talmidei Rabbi Akiva, the olam is shami, that the world is desolate? Because again, Rabbi Akiva is the entire world. So the death of his 24,000 Talmidim, which itself is the dimensions of the world, according to the Rambam, means that the olam was shami, the world had been destroyed. I want to add that little ha'ara from last time. But I want to follow the same model today. That anything that's true about Rabbi Akiva is true about Rabbi Shimon, and anything that's true about Rabbi Shimon is true about Rabbi Akiva. This was the ultimate Rabbi Talmud combination. And I want to emphasize that based on a piece from the Pritzadik. Because I want to refocus our attention to the fact that Lag BaOmer is as much about Rabbi Akiva as it is about Rabbi Shimon Baruch Chai. And that's sometimes lost. Sometimes it's not. Sometimes Dafki will learn a piece of a Lag BaOmer that focuses on Rabbi Akiva. We sing that last Mishnah on Yoma, in Maseches Yoma. Amar Rabbi Akiva, Amar Rabbi Akiva. Ashreichem Yisrael. Right? That's one of the primary songs of Lag BaOmer. So we know that Rabbi Akiva is sort of the shorish of Rabbi Shimon Baruch Chai, but I want to emphasize that, because so much of what we're going to try to uncover today is rooted in the neshama of Rabbi Akiva. Rav Tzadok writes in the first piece on Lag BaOmer, which is actually probably the only piece on Lag BaOmer, in the sense that it's the only piece where he really focuses on Lag BaOmer. The other pieces on Lag BaOmer are also, Rav Tzadok was making a Siyum HaShas, and he was focusing usually on the last Chazal in Maseches Nida, the end of Shas. But this piece is actually about Lag BaOmer. I don't know that I fully get it, but let's see it together. Rabbi Akiva, Shaya Shoresh Torah Shabal Peh, Shaya Doresh Kisre Osius. Rabbi Akiva, we know, was the transmitter of Torah Shabal Peh. Torah Shabal Peh, on the deepest level, includes Kabbalah. That's the most direct. That's the part of Torah Shabal Peh that even after we had a heter to Eis Lasos Lashem Eferet Torah Secha to write things down, Kabbalah, yes, there are works of Kabbalah you can study, but you can't understand Kabbalah without a Rebbe. It's the part of Torah Shabbal Peh that remained the most Torah Shabbal Peh. Rabbi Akiva is the Shoresh of Torah Shabbal Peh. Moshe Rabbeinu was the Shoresh of Torah Shabbat Chsav. Aaron HaKohen, Rabbi Akiva, and the link between them, as we'll maybe think about, Aaron HaKohen, whose Midah was Hod. Aaron HaKohen, who's the first one in Parsha Shmini to give over a Svara, a Torah Shabbal Peh, Dika Svara in Chumash, as Or Gedaliah speaks about. That when Moshe Rabbeinu criticizes Aaron HaKohen for the way he handled the Karbanos after the death of Nadav Avihu, Aaron gives a Svara, if I'm mourning, does it make sense, I should be eating, right? It's a give and take. So the Svara point out, that's the first give and take, that's the first Torah Shabbal Peh type of conversation in Torah Shabbat Chsav. Who's leading that conversation? Aaron HaKohen. Because Aaron HaKohen's Midah is Hod. Like what Omer, Hod Shabbat, Rabbi Akiva, Rashbi, Aaron HaKohen, think about it. Says Rav Tzadok, Rabbi Akiva is the Shoresh of Torah Shabbal Peh. Shayadorish Kisre Osius, Rabbi Akiva darshened the crowns on top of the letters, like it says in Menachos. V'isav Medrash Devarim Shlo Niglu L'Moshe Niglu Rabbi Akiva V'Chaverav. What Rabbi Akiva and his friends, his comrades, and his Talmidim understood, Moshe Rabbeinu himself couldn't understand. V'chol yakar rasa eino zeri biyakiva v'chaverov v'hainu keser. Didarshu b'gemara yakar elu tefillin sheberosh sheheim lamala kmo keser. When the pasuk says v'chol yakar rasa eino, Rabbi Akiva was zochet to see yakar. Yakar, the Gemara says in Megillah, like who the Ma'isa or Vesimcha Vesasun Vikar. Right? Vikar refers to tefillin, which is worn like a crown on the head. Okay, so Rabbi Akiva was zochet to the crowns, the Keser Shel Torah. Now, says Rav Tzadok, so why is the greatest day of the year, the biggest celebration in Pnimiyas HaTorah, why is that not celebrated on Rabbi Akiva's day, on the day of Rabbi Akiva's Ptira? V'lo yachol likvaor, it's bolded, yomi lula b'yom Ptira Rabbi Akiva, b'pnation erav. You can't make a yom tov out of Rabbi Akiva's death. I didn't make a yom tov out of Shimon's death, it was also very painful for Klal Yisrael, but it was different. Rabbi Akiva died al Kiddush Hashem. Rabbi Akiva gave his life, and he died in a very brutal and tragic way at the hands of the Romans. So you can't, if Sadek says, we couldn't be Kovei or be Akiva's yard site as a great day of celebration. It would be insensitive. But what Sadek is saying is that Hayitachin would have made sense to do so. Meaning, it would have been the better choice. If I want to celebrate the essence, Rashbi is the Hemshech of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is the source. He is Torah Sheval Peh. So if not for his tragic death, it would have made sense to pick Rabbi Akiva as the day. Concludes of Sadek in the last two lines. V'lachain kavu ha'ilula b'yom p'tir asher Yishem b'yochai. Sh'hayi bo trumos midos of Rabbi Akiva. Because Rabbi Shimon himself says, Gittin samach zayin amad aleph, that I am a watered down version of my Rebbe. It's not such a nice way to translate it. I'm trumos, right? Mitrumos midos of Rabbi Akiva. I'm zochet to be somewhat of a hemshich of that avoda of Rabbi Akiva. So what you see from this piece in Rav Tzadok is that Rabbi Akiva really is the shorash of Lag Bomer. It's the day of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, but if not for Rabbi Akiva's tragic petira, it's really the day of Rabbi Akiva. But it's Habahat Talia, as we're going to see. It's one in the same inyan. Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shimon, it's mamish one in the same inyan. What would you say the essence of Rabbi Akiva was? What was his life's mission? If he had a mission statement, where would we find Rabbi Akiva's mission statement in Shas? Right. Well, all this far I'm talking about, the thoughts that enter a person's mind, the things that a person says as he leaves this world, is really, in many ways, the defining thing of his existence. The same way the Rambam says, when a child starts to speak, you teach him Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. So also, a person leaves this world, hopefully, with Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. He's megala his essence on his deathbed, at the end of his life. But Rabbi Akiva goes one step further. Rabbi Akiva tells us what he's been thinking about his entire life. Says the Gemara in Bracha, source number 2, B'shoah shahotziyos Rabbi Akiva lahariga, Zman kriya shmahaya, Hayusorkim es bisaro, B'masveikos shal barzel, Rachman al-Islam, they were combing his flesh with iron combs. V'ayimakabu lav omach l'shamayim, Amru lo tamidav Rabbeinu ad kan, Amar lahem, Kol yamai hayisi mitzdara pasuk zeh, my whole life has been focused on one thing. Kol yamai, the entirety of my life, I've been focused on what? B'chol nafshecha. Afilu notel es nishmascha. Notice the use of nefesh and neshama. We'll come back to that. B'chol nafshecha. My whole avoda. My whole avoda is kol nafshecha. My whole avoda is the entirety of the soul. That's my avoda. That's what Pnimiyas HaTorah is. That's what Pnimiyas HaTorah is. Pnimiyas HaTorah. The sodos HaTorah is the neshama of the Torah. As Rabbi Akiva was the source of, again, Torah Sheba Al Peh. Torah Sheba'al Peh is the Torah that you can't see. Torah Sheba'al Chassav you can see. Torah Sheba'al Peh is transmitted orally. It's not meant to be written down. You're not able to see it. It's like the nefesh. It's like the neshama. Rabbi Akiva says, my avoda is kol nafshecha. My avoda is everything that you can't see. Is everything that you can't see. Afilu notel es nishmascha. My whole life I've been thinking about how I can give the fullness of my neshama to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amarti, I said, Masai yavo liyadei vekaimenu. The Romans are trying to cause me to die without focusing on what I want to focus on. They want me to feel that even though my whole life was geared towards this moment of b'chol nafshcha, afilu notas nishmascha, but the Romans want me to get distracted by my personal pain. Rabbi Akiva says, no way. I'm staying focused on my mission, which is what? Which is the expansion of the soul. B'chol nafshcha. B'chol nafshcha. To serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with every bit of my soul. Now we've said in the past many times that the name of a person is their essence. Clearly again, Rabbi Akiva is telling us he's summing up his whole life's work. My whole life's work is B'chol Nafshecha. Afilu Notel Es Nishmascha. But a person's name is the essence of that person. We've pointed out in the past, in source number 3 from the Baal Shem Tov, HaKadosh, the Baal Shem Tov explained that if you look at the word neshama, neshama certainly is the essence of a person, shem, one's name, are the inner letters of neshama, shin and mem. So the inner essence of your neshama is expressed by your name. The name that parents call a child, the Arizal writes in Shar Gilgulim, is with Ruach HaKodesh, and it's megala, the essence of that child. So you have to think a lot about your Jewish name. What is my name? Regardless of what your friends call you, or your parents call you, where you call yourself, you have to think about what does my name mean? What's the mission statement that my name represents? Shlomo Gason once told me, Rebbe Rav Zusha HaAchron, not to be confused with Rebbe Rav Zusha HaKadmon, he told me the shame of Yahweh one time, that Mashiach is this osios Chai Shem. What does that mean? Rav Yahweh said Chai Shem, because Mashiach, to live Mashiach dik means what? That my name is alive, my essence is illuminated. Chai Shem is Osios Mashiach. So when my name is functioning the way it should be, when my neshama is expressing itself the way it should be, when I'm doing my mission in this world, and I'm staying focused, even as the Romans are combing my flesh, so that's a sign of something guladik. That's living in a guladik state. Oh. So Rabbi Akiva says, Kol yamai nisi mitzar on b'chol nafshecha. My whole life, my whole essence is b'chol nafshecha. So it makes sense that his name would somehow reflect this reality. There was a tzaddik who died in the Holocaust. His name was Rav Shem Klingberg. We have a small sefer written by his son. I think his son compiled these Torahs. Very small sefer, but everyone is half love of a fella, as they say. It's called the Ohalei Shem. And in Parshas Bo, in source number 4, he tells us that Rabbi Akiva is gematria neshama b'sod nishmas chai. That makes a lot of sense. If Rabbi Akiva's whole avoda was what? B'chol nafshecha, apilu noto es nishmascha. Rabbi Akiva's whole life was focused on how can I give over my whole neshama to Hashem? How could I show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that my neshama is entirely connected to Him? So it makes sense that his name, Rabbi Akiva, is b'gematria neshama. Because he was focused on neshama. And again, your name in general is an expression of your neshama. So it's like layers upon layers, because again, his name is gematria neshama. Which means it's really the essence of who he was. And that's what he was focused on his whole life. Rabbi Akiva was focused on his entire life, b'chol nafshecha. How can I feel no teles nishmasa? How can I give over my full kol nafshecha, b'chol nafshecha, every bit of myself, every bit of my neshama, the expansion of the neshama, which again is pnimiyas haTorah. Pnimiyas haTorah, let's start thinking about it, is the neshama of Torah. Torah Shebaal Peh is the neshama, the unwritten part of the Torah. There's a Mishnah in Sotah. Okay, let's go a step further. Mishnah in Sotah, source number 5. Mishameis Rabbi Akiva batel kavod haTorah. When Rabbi Akiva died, if anyone has anything to add, just you can add it. You don't have to wait till the end of this year. And I'll tell you if that's what I'm going to say, so then I'll tell you, hold off. If you have something new to add, so jump in. Don't be shy. I appreciate your smile, Judah, but if you have something to say, you can say it also. The Mishnah in Sotah says, when Rabbi Akiva died, there was a bittul in Kavod HaTorah. Kavod HaTorah was lost. What does that mean, Kavod HaTorah? Why is Kavod HaTorah connected to Rabbi Akiva? How does that fit into his life's work of B'chol Nafshecha? How does that fit into the concept of Rabbi Akiva's Begamatria Neshama? Says the Rambam in the Parash Mishnah, what was the Kavod HaTorah that Rabbi Akiva brought to the world? Rabbi Akiva had the biggest base medrash. Rabbi Akiva taught Torah to the masses. Aval Masha Omar Gam Rabbi Akiva Batal Kavod HaTorah, Ratzal Omar Riboy HaLimud. The greatest Kavod HaTorah is that a lot of people are learning it. 24,000 Talmidim. People talk today, the Mir has what, 7,000 or so students in its various branches? Imagine a yeshiva headed by Rabbi Akiva, 24,000 Talmidim. Unbelievable. That's Kavod HaTorah. Says the Ram, that's Kavod HaTorah. Rambam says, that's Kavod HaTorah. But who Amram Mishameis Rabbi Akiva, Batul Zroi Torah, Benestatmu Mayanos HaChachma. The depth of Rabbi Akiva's Torah, and the amount of Torah that he was teaching, that was Kavod HaTorah. Rashi has a slightly different shot than the Rambam. Although the Rambam is being merames to it in the end when he says, Nistatmu Mayanos HaChachma. Says Rashi, on the page over there, Sotah Mem Tesam and Aleph, Batel Kavod HaTorah, Shayenosein Libo Lidrosh Kol Kotz V'Kotz Shal Kol Os V'Kol Shekein Tevos Yeseros V'Osios Yeseros K'go Bas Uvas Anidorish V'Zeu Kavod HaTorah Gadol She'ein Ba Davar Levatal. What was the Kavod HaTorah that Rabbi Akiva Dafka brought to the Torah? The Kavod that Rabbi Akiva brought to the Torah is that Rabbi Akiva darshened every crown, every extra letter, seemingly extra letter, Meaning what? Rabbi Akiva enhanced the honor of the Torah by showing that every single bit of Torah is something. Even the parts that you look at and you don't see anything. You look at the words and you see something. That's called pshat. You look a little deeper, you see drash and remez. And you see, maybe if you see so deeply, you understand the crowns on top of the Torah, on top of the letters, which most of us look at and see nothing. Rabbi Akiva saw something. That's kavod Torah. To bring out, again, that which can't be understood with the naked eye. The same way, again, that the neshama is the part of ourselves that we kind of see, but kind of never see. So to Rabbi Akiva, enhance the kavod Torah by making sense of the parts that you can't see anything. You look at it and it doesn't mean anything to you. You don't think there's anything there. If anything, you think the Torah is written carelessly. And Rabbi Akiva, the Nahafach, who flipped it on his head and showed that every single letter, every single crown, called coats with coats, every crown, every point on top of every single letter, is in fact very meaningful. And this is what Rav Tzaddik was alluding to before. That when we say that Rabbi Akiva is the shorish of Torah Shebaal Peh, that means he takes achrayus for what? For the Torah Shebaal Peh part of Torah Shebichsav. Again, the Torah Shebichsav part of Torah Shebichsav are the letters. You can read it, you can understand it, at least al-dar ha-pshat. The crowns, even though they're attached to the letter, they're hovering above the letter, they're attached to the letter, but they don't say anything. What does that mean? And Rabbi Akiva had an ability to what? To bring out and to transmit a Torah Shebaal Peh, so to speak, that comes from within that world of Torah Shebaal Peh, the ksarim, the crowns, a kol kol tzvikot. That's kavod Torah. When a person is able to darshan up the crowns of Torah, that is kavod Torah. The Gemara in Menachos, source number 8, Amar of Yehuda Amar Rav. Bishasha ala Moshe lamaru. Matzu lekadosh baruch hu sheyoshev ekosher ksarim laosios. Moshe Rabbeinu, who's the shorash of Torah Shebaal Peh, came to the heavens and saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu attaching crowns to the letters of the Torah. Amar lefan of Ribbono Shel Olam, Mima Akiv al Yadcha. Ribbono Shel Olam, why are you doing that? How does this fit? Moshe's question, Moshe being the shorash of Torah Shebaal Peh, says, how do crowns fit into Torah Shebaal Peh? Torah Shebaal Peh, by definition, has to be understood, at least al derech hapshat. It's meant to be read, you might be able to see something there. These crowns don't say anything. Amar lo, Adam echad yesh she'asid lios b'sof kama doros ve'kiva ben Yosef shemo she'asid lidrosh akol kotz ve'kotz tilin tilin shahalachos. So again, you see from this Gemara, Rabbi Akiva is the one. You see that the word, first of all, kotz and keser are being used interchangeably, and Rabbi Akiva is the one who enhances kavod Torah by bringing out a deeper dimension of the Torah. That's the greatest kavod you can give to Torah, by showing that there's nothing simplistic about Torah, there's nothing extra in the Torah. That what you see on the surface of the Torah is the guf of the Torah, but there's also a neshama of the Torah. There's a neshama of the Torah. And that's kavod Torah. When you bring out the neshama of the Torah, that is kavod Torah. Okay? Everyone's with me so far? Good. Now, can kavod, when we say, when Rabbi Akiva's death was a bittul of kavod Torah, and Rabbi Akiva is the one who brings out the neshama of the Torah, the pnimius of the Torah, can we say that kavod is in fact a code word for neshama? Are kavod and neshama synonymous? Is the Gemara being merames perhaps when Rabbi Akiva died, the neshama of Torah died with him? Because there was no one who could transmit the inner essence of Torah, like Rabbeinu Agadol, Rabbi Akiva, whose name is Gematria Neshama. That would be gavaldic. If kavod is synonymous with neshama, that'd be a gavaldic thing, no? No? You think it'll be a gavaldic thing today? It's going to be a gavaldic thing today. Take a look throughout Tanakh. See how the word kavod is used. David Melech Befrat in Tehillim uses kavod in this way. David Melech says, for example, Tehillim Nun Zayin, Ura Kvodi, Ura Haneva V'chinur Aira Shachar. Ura Kvodi, wake up my kavod. What does that mean? Wake up my glory? What does that mean, kavod? Says the Metzudas Sion, Kvodi, Hiya Neshama, Shu Kavod Agof. Kavod Agof. The Neshama is the kavod of the Gof. It's the most honorable, desirable, glorious part of the entire person. So when David Melech says, wake up my kavod, what was David saying? David was saying, wake up my neshama, so that then I can praise you, HaKadosh Baruch. Take a look in source number 12. Leman yizamercha kavod velo yidom, Hashem Elokai liolam odeko. Leman yizamercha kavod, so that my kavod can sing, my glory can sing. That sounds like a strange translation. Says the Radak, Leman yizamercha kavod v'hu hanefesh. Right? When David HaMelech said, right before that, Hayodcha afar, can my body, which is going to turn back to dirt, praise you? No. Lamani is amercha kavod, my neshama is going to sing your praise. My nefesh, my neshama, is going to be that which sings your praise, HaKadosh Baruch. So Rabbosai, look how things are starting to come together. Yishemes Rabbi Akiva batul kavura Torah. When Rabbi Akiva died, kavura Torah died. The neshama of Torah died. Rabbi Akiva, the one who took achrayas for the neshama of Torah. The same way again, the Torah shel peh, the invisible part of the Torah. The neshama, the invisible part of man. And yet it's the most chashuv part of man. That's the kavur. The death of Rabbi Akiva caused a bittul in kavur Torah. Now I want to just mention parenthetically, this can actually explain a very strange chazal. If kavur means neshama, we can explain a Gemara Nedarim that's very strange. The Gemara Nedarim says, Gemara Nedarim says, source 14, Tanya la'avas Hashem alokecha, lishmo b'kolu l'davkabo. Shelo yomar adam, ekra shekra'eni chacham, eshna shekra'eni rabbi, eshnan shei zaken, ve'eshev b'yeshiva. Maybe a person will say, I want to learn Torah for the kavod. I want to study to be called the chacham, to be called the rabbi, to be a zaken who people treat with respect. Don't do that, says the Gemara. Ela lamed me'ava v'sofa kavod l'vah. Just learn out of love for Torah, and eventually the kavod will come. It's still strange. That's what Chazal are encouraging us. So you're acknowledging, Chazal, you're acknowledging that kavod is the goal. Kavod is the goal of what we're seeking. But it's saying, don't focus on it so much. Just learn me'ava, and eventually you'll get all the kavod that you desire. Isn't that still a little bit petty? Hakina va'tayva va'kavod, mutzina sa'odim min ha'olam? What's the pshat with this Gemara? So Rabbi Yaakov Meir Shechter writes in his first volume of V'nichta B'Sefer, he quotes this Maimar Chazal, and he says, I saw on a Sefer, two lines from the end of Source 15, Matzasi B'Sefer Eini Zocher Li Shemo, I don't remember at this time what Sefer I saw this in. Rabbi Yaakov Meir Shechter says, I once saw on a Sefer, HaMavar Shenishma Sa'odim Kriya Kavod. If you take this approach of David Melech and Dil, that kavod is a code word for neshama, then the Gemara actually makes a lot of sense. Vizel bir lamod me'ava, study Torah with love. Ulevasov tiska shetavla neshama. Maybe a person feels I'm not going to get involved in Torah because I'm not feeling it. It's not striking at my core. Mitoch shelo lishma balishma. Start by just getting involved with Torah, and the kavod, that feeling, the connection on the level of neshama, will eventually come. This is the reason, by the way, you can't start learning Kabbalah at a young age. And the Vilna Gaon writes very clearly, he says, Mashiach is dependent on Sisrei Torah being studied. The same Vilna Gaon writes in the Eben Shlema, based on the commentary on Mishlei, the Vilna Gaon says, you're not allowed to touch Kabbalah until you fill your stomachs with what? With Shas and Poskim. Why? Because that's the order of this Gemara. You can't start with Kavod, you can't start with the Neshama. First you have to be aware of that which is easy to be aware of, your Guf. The Guf of Torah. The Guf of Torah means the Halachos of Torah. It means Shas, it means Poskim, right? So study the Torah Me'ava, study the Torah just for the sake of Torah, and you're saying, but I want to get to the Neshama of Torah, I want to feel Torah in a deep way, right? I want to get to the Nishma, Nasa V'Nishma. Get started, live the self, and eventually the Kavod, that feeling, that connection to the level of the Neshama, will eventually come. Okay. Rav Kluger, in his piece in the Oscha Avakesh on Shavuos, Rav Kluger Shlita helps us again to better understand this concept of kavod. And again, this is all to understand what the Gemara is saying in Sota, Daf Mem Tes, in the Mishnah, that when Rabbi Akiva died, kavod Torah died. Kavod, again, we saw in the Rishonim already, to Das David, to the Sio, and the Radak, explaining David Melech's words in Tehillim. They understood that the word kavod means neshama, means the concealed part of a person. We often talk about kavod Torah. We talk about kvod Shemayim. We talk about giving kavod to Hashem. What does it mean to give kavod to Hashem? What does that mean? To enhance kavod Shemayim. What does that mean? We use that phrase a lot. What does the term actually mean? So Rav Kluger writes in Oscha Avakesh, in Source 16, Shavuos, page 152, kavod, peirusho, lekachas davar shenira pashut klapechutz, ulegalos es mehuso ha'amitis vanisteres. Giving kavod to something, you look at a person, yeah? He's not a person, he's not an ish mechubad, he's not a person who really deserves honor. Very simplistic person. And you're mechabed him. What does it mean you're mechabed him? How are you viewing him? What you're viewing is, you're saying, I'm not going to look at you in a superficial way. I'm not going to only see what my eye allows me to see. I'm going to try to find the Torah Sheba'al Peh of that person. I'm going to try to see this person in a deeper way. Kavod means being megala, the inner essence, the true inner essence of something. That's what Kluger says. That's an important cloud he's establishing for us. You look at the world and it's not obvious to the naked eye that Hashem is the one responsible for every single bit of the Bria. But when we declare Hashem as Melech, Yeah? When we say Yavo Melech HaKavod, when we say Melech, that automatically creates Kavod. Melech HaKavod means what? When we declare Hashem as King of this world, that gives Kvod, that's Kvod Shemayim. What does it mean, Kvod Shemayim? What does that mean? Hashem needs your praise? No. Kavod means what? Kavod means being Megala something. Uncovering that which is hidden. That's the definition of Kavod, or Kluger is telling us. Zem Mashenikra Kvod Hashem. This is what it means to give honor to Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, the Pasuk says, everything I create in this world is lichvoidi. I create everything for my kavod. What, Hashem needs honor? No, Hashem says, I want you to recognize the inner workings of the world. I created the world to be an inner place, a pnimi type of place. And most people spend their lives embracing only the chitonius of the world. Hashem Yisbarach Histeres Asa V'olam Hazeh Kedei She'anachnu Nuchol L'chabed Oso L'galos U'lachriz Shu Be'etzem HaMelech Zo HaTachlis Shal Kol HaBriyah. So Mishamei Rabbi Akiva, the one who saw the world in a deeper way than anyone before, of course there's a bitul of kavod. Of course, bitul kavod haTorah. Because Rabbi Akiva was the one, again, who was uncovering the secrets of the Torah. Okay, this is Rabbi Akiva. Now, what we're establishing also at this point is that if Rabbi Akiva is the one who's responsible for the kavod haTorah, and Rabbi Akiva is the one who's responsible for Torah Shebaal Peh, which is expressed most directly in that Gemara we saw in Menachos, that says that Rabbi Akiva was darshaning the crowns of the Torah, what we're doing is we're establishing a link between Keser and Kavod. We're establishing a link between Keser and Kavod. I'm sure we all know the piyut, the very halakha piyut, Haderes ve'amuna, l'chai olamim. It's such a halakha piyut that the Magen Avraham writes in Source 17, in Tafkuf Samachai, Sif Katanhei, in the name of the Maharil, Ein Lomar Haderes Ve'amuna B'tzibor Kiyim B'Yom HaKippur. It's such a lofty piyut, this piyut Haderes Ve'amuna, written by Rav Meshulam Ben Kolonimus, one of the great Ashkenazi Paitanim. It's a Kabbalistic song. It's a Kabbalistic tefillah. It's based on Pirkei Echalos. It's based on Pirkei Echalos attributed to Rabbi Yishmael. So it's based on very, very, very deep things, which is why the Maharil said, the Magen Avraham brings it l'halacha, we should only recite Haderes Ve'amuna, such a lofty piyut, we should only recite it on Yom Kippur. What do we say as part of Haderes Ve'amuna? Source 18. HaKeser Ve'akavod L'chai Olam. What's the link between Keser and Kavod? So I said, well, a king is a person who's mechuban, the king wears a crown. Right? But based on what we've explained so far today, we understand much deeper than that. HaKeser Ve'akavod means what? That Rabbi Akiva, the one who darshan the ksarim of Torah, the one who darshans the crowns, is the same Rabbi Akiva who brings out the kavod of Torah. HaKeser Ve'akavod, there's a link, a very powerful link, that exists between Keser and Kavod. Between Keser and Kavod. Kavod, of course, is Gematria 32. Kavod is 32. You have to think about the 32 days that Talmidei Rabbi Akiva were dying for their failure to understand the Rebbe. And that's why Rabbi Akiva's death was a bitul in Kavod HaTorah. Okay, but I don't want to get really into 32 and 33 right now, but again, you should be thinking about that. Okay, now we come to Rabbi Shimon. Ready for Rabbi Shimon now? We've established Rabbi Akiva, HaKeser Ve'akavod L'chai Olam. Comes along Rabbi Shimon, who's a direct hamshech of Rabbi Akiva. He is the completion of Rabbi Akiva's avodah. Rabbi Akiva, whose dying message to his talmidim was, my whole life has been about b'chol nafshecha. Afilu notalas nishmascha. All I've tried to do is expand the neshama. All I've tried to do in this world is to make more nishmas and d'araisa available to the masses. Rabbi Akiva says, I'm the transmitter of the Torah Shebaal Peh. Again, on a simple level, Torah Shebaal Peh, Gemara. But the Torah Shebaal Peh beyond that, a pnimius of Torah, sotos of Torah. Comes along Rabbi Shimon, who's a hemshech of his Rebbe, of Rabbi Akiva, and he's also very connected to this Indian of HaKeser Ve'akavod. HaKeser Ve'akavod. Again, thinking Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai's day is Lag Ba'Omer. Kavod is Gematria 32. Right? A person who's connected, who understands the fullness of Kavod, comes to the day of Rabbi Shimon, the first 32 days of the Omer. But if you want to know the essence of a person, again, you have to find the Maimer Chazal that expresses who they are. One of the places where the Svarim highlight very much that these statements are the essence of the person who says it is Pirkei Avos. Pirkei Avos is a very, very strong expression of the Tanayim's feelings about certain inyan. That's why, as the Malvich Rebbe and many others point out, the statements are often introduced, Hu Haya Omer, which is understood by the Svarim HaKadosh as Hu Haya, he was that thing, and therefore Omer, he expressed that thing. He was the living expression, the living embodiment of that thing. Hu Haya Omer. So we open up the Pirkei Avos in the fourth parak, And what's Rabbi Shimon's inyan in Pirkei Avos? Rabbi Shimon Omer, of course, that's Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, source 19. Shalosha Ksarimhi. There are three crowns. There are three crowns. Why is Rabbi Shimon speaking about crowns? Why is he interested in crowns? Again, before we even find out what the crowns are, why is he interested in crowns? The answer is because he's the Talmud Bavuk of Rabbi Akiva, whose whole life was about crowns. It was about darshaning the crowns on top of the letters. What are the three ksarim? Shalosha Ksarim, Kesar Torah, Kesar Kahuna, Kesar Malchus. What's the relationship that exists between these three crowns? So, if you look at the Rashbates, he says it more clearly, but I didn't have a chance to type it up. If you look at Bar Tanura, he says it more succinctly. What's the common denominator of these three crowns? Says Rabbi Avadi Bar Tanura in his epic commentary on Pirkei Avos and all of Mishnayos, source number 20. Shalosha Ksarim Heim. What is the nature of a crown? Haksuvim Batorah. There are three crowns described in the Torah. Shechayva Torah Linog Behem Kavod. There are three crowns. There are three categories of people. People who are zochet to a crown of sorts, and therefore they're zochet to kavod. Why? Because a keser ve'el kavod l'chai ulamim. Keser and kavod always go together. What are the three crowns? A person who has Torah, you have to give him kavod. A person who's a kohen, the Torah says v'kidashri, you have to give him kavod. A melech, som tasim alecha melech, which Chazal understands, shtei maso alecha, his fear should be upon you, you have to give him kavod. So again, you see that Rabbi Shimon is picking up exactly where Rabbi Kiva left off. In the sinning of Kesar and Kavod. The sinning of Kesar and Kavod. Of course, Talmidei Rabbi Akiva didn't get this. Shalom Nagu Kavod Zelazeh. They were Nechshol and Kavod. But Rabbi Akiva's prime disciple, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, was not going to be Nechshol and Kavod. He was going to be very much focused on Kavod. And again, Kavod means the Neshama. Kavod means the Neshama. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, perhaps even more successfully than Rabbi Akiva. Again, if not for the fact that Rabbi Akiva died al Kiddush Hashem, this would have been his death. He was in many ways the greatest transmitter of Kavod HaTorah, of the Neshama of Torah. But because of his tragic death, and because of certain things that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was zochet to, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, it's his day who we celebrate, and in some way, even though the Talmud can not really surpass his Rabbi, but in some ways Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai even surpassed Rabbi Akiva in this regard. That he's the one who more than anyone was able to expand the Nefesh, the Neshama of Torah. And that's what Rabbi Akiva's life work was, to try to expand the Torah. Where do we see that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is also so connected to this idea? We saw that Rabbi Akiva is Gematria Neshama. Writes the Or of a Simcha in source 21. Rav Avram Simcha from Baranov. Small sefer, looks like this. I brought it in so everyone can see what this wild sefer is. It's on Purim, Lag BaOmer, Chanukah, and a couple other little things stuffed into the back. Unbelievable Ramazan. Mamish, wondrous things. He writes, Or of a Simcha on Lag BaOmer and Osnun Gimel. Isa B'Sifrei Imrei Noam, quotes from the Jikover. B'Shem Esfarim HaKadoshim. Again, we don't really understand what this first part means. Asher Rabbi Shimon who sowed HaNeshama. Rabbi Shimon is the sowed of the Neshama. Okay, I thought Rabbi Akiva was the Neshama. Rabbi Akiva is Gematria Neshama. But Rabbi Shimon is, so to speak, the best kept secret of his Rebbe, Rabbi Akiva. He's the Hod Shebahod. He's the Hod Shebahod. He brings out an even deeper dimension of Pnimius HaTorah. Rabbi Shimon, the Sfarim HaKadoshim say, Mistama Sifrei Kabbalah talk about this idea, I don't know what it means, that Rabbi Shimon is Sod HaNeshama. Says the Rebbe of Baranov, V'yesh L'Rameis, Kol HaNeshama Tahalel is Begamatcha Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, 915. Kol HaNeshama Tahalel. To be Zocha, to sing the praises of Kol HaNeshama, that was Rabbi Akiva's life's work. Rabbi Akiva's life work was what? Kol Yamai Yisi Mitzdar. My whole life, I was busy focusing on what? B'chol nafshecha. B'chol nafshecha. So Rabbi Shimon picks up exactly where his Rebbe left off, and he says that my essence is also the union of Neshama. And I'm going to be zocha to what? To bring out the fullness of the Neshama. Kol ha-Neshama, ta'ala. That the entire soul will be able to sing. L'mani zomercha kavod. That all the dimensions of the Neshama will be able to express themselves in the deepest of way. Everyone understands, we all know that a person can't live without a neshama. And so too the Torah can't live without its neshama. What does that mean? It means that it's not enough to just have the body of Torah. The body of Torah, Rahman al-Islam, could be a death sentence for Torah. And you see that happening in the world today. You see so many people who only know about the pshat level of Torah, and they say, this just doesn't do it for me anymore. And that same person, you can sit with that same person who's on the verge of throwing off their Yiddishkeit, and then you start to show them some Sifrei Chassidus, and you show them some of the deeper dimensions of the Torah, and you pick up a Nefesh HaChaim, and you pick up Tolos Yaakov Yosef, Kedushas Levi, you pick up some of the writings of Talmidei Arizal, and all of a sudden this person says, whoa, I thought Torah was this irrelevant thing. Because you show them the Kavod of Torah, you show them the Neshama of Torah. You breathe new life back into the Torah. That's why in Pirkei Avos, when it says that Kinim, right, the laws of bird offerings, a very dry and technical section of Torah, Pischei Nida, calculating a woman's Nida cycle, again, very calculated, and not necessarily so exciting or interesting. Not going to be makariv someone with Mishnayis Kinim, unless they're happy to be very into mathematics, in which case it's a great place to makariv them, because it's all mathematics and probability. So the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Kinim, Pischei Nida, Hein, Gufei Torah. That's the guf of Torah. Why? Meaning the driest sections of Torah, the drier the section is, the less pnimi it is, the more it connects to the revealed world, right? Something like mathematical equations. So that's called the guf of Torah. The more you get into the deeper dimensions of Torah, you're getting deeper and deeper into the neshama of Torah. And therefore, just as a person cannot live without a neshama, the Torah needs its neshama to survive. You hear what I'm trying to say? Is it clear what I'm trying to say? You can't have, the Torah will not let too many people go off the derech if we only teach, if we only focus on the guf of Torah. That's why at the end of days, when it gets harder and harder to stay religious, there's an endless giloy of pnimius haTorah. That's Hashem's way of saying, I'm giving you a little more life to just make it till Mashiach comes. Because if I don't reveal the deeper dimensions of Torah, we're all going to go off the derech. That's the Messias. It says the Maharal in the Nesiv haTorah, source 22. The Maharal is a very short piece in the 12th parak of Nesiv haTorah, where he touches on Lag BaOmer. And he says, if Rabbi Akiva, I'm going to introduce it the way that we've been explaining so far. If Rabbi Akiva's whole life was about Neshama, Rabbi Akiva B'Gematri Neshama, and Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is the Hemshech of that, being Megala, the Kesser and the Kavod of Torah, to continue to reveal the secrets of Torah. So says the Maharal, Umesu Gam Kein Shloshim V'Shnayim Yom. Why did Talmidei Rabbi Akiva die for 32 days? Right. Because they're failing. Lo nagu kavod zeh lazeh. If they didn't have kavod for one another, means they didn't have neshama for one another. Whatever that means, they didn't have What does that mean? They didn't teach each other sodas haTorah. They weren't learning sodas haTorah. They didn't respect each other's neshamas. They only respected their scholarship. They didn't respect the inner essence of who each and every one of the base medrash was. Whatever it means. But they were pogamed in the Rebbe's Midah. Rabbi Kiva is all about Kavod HaTorah. Mishamei Rabbi Kiva bottle Kavod HaTorah. So therefore his Talmidim, who failed to internalize his lesson, his message, died for 32 days. On the 33rd day, they stopped dying. Umesu gam kein shloshim v'shnayim yomim k'minyan kavod dehu lamed beis. Mipnei shalo nagu kavod zeh bazeh. Uvelag ba'omer shehu yudches iyar paskul. Now we get into something very fascinating. On Lag ba'omer, says the Maharal, what's the calendar date of Lag BaOmer? Yud Ches Iyar. Chai Iyar. Chai Iyar. What does that mean, Chai Iyar? Ki Iyar Mispero, Iyar 221, is the same gematria as Orech. Now, the Maharal is not one of the Sfarim HaKadoshim that's always so quick to throw around gematrias. Which means if the Maharal wanted to say this remez, we need to really think about it. Maharal does not do gematria very often. Maral says, Iyar is Matria Oirach, which means that Yudchas Iyar is Chai Orach. Or in other words, Arichas Yamim, a lengthening of life. That's what Lag BaOmer is. And therefore, Bechodesh Shu Chai, the Hainu Orach Chai, right? Yudchas Bechodesh, Shu Chai, so it's Orach Chai, and Arichas Yamim. And therefore, if Lag BaOmer is a day of life, if it's a day of neshama, because you can't live without a neshama, and so does the Torah are neshama, and this was an end of the lack of shalom nagu kavod zeh lazeh, the lack of neshama that existed in the world, comes along Rabbi Shimon and says, I'm going to be mamshech, my Rebbe's avoda, and pump an endless amount of neshama back into the world, so does the Torah, the neshama of Torah, nishmasin da'araisa. So of course on that day, the gzeira of Misa came to an end. Says the Maharal, ba'oso yom pasku milamos. The Torah is exactly that. The Torah, all the more so the neshama of Torah, is the life of the life. Torah itself is kihem chayenu v'arachaminu. But the neshama of Torah is the life force of the Torah itself. So after 32 days of being punished, of dying because of a lack of neshama, a lack of kavod, Shu kemisbar orach chai arichas yamim. Shenamar b'Torah orach yamim biyamina. Afagav the amr shemesu pesach v'aratzeres. So the Maral concludes al derech hapshat. If you'll say that the Mishnah, that the Gemara in Yevama says that they died, Talmidei Rabbi Akiva died between when? Pesach and Shavuos. So if they really stopped dying by Lag BaOmer, why does it say Pesach to Shavuos? Maral explains, interesting. The last person to get sick was on Lamed Beis BaOmer. It's true, some people were still lingering from that point, they were already sick, and they continued to die until Shavuos. But the Gzeira of Misa, no one got sick from the end of the 32nd day. Once you come to Chai Orech, Yud Ches Iyar, it's a day of a life. It's a day of neshama. It's a day of bittul misa. Shelo chala od echad rak osim shechalu kodem meisul acher lag b'omer. Okay? So now we have a new understanding of Rabbi Shimon's day, a deeper understanding of Rabbi Shimon's day. Rabbi Shimon's day, Yud Ches Iyar, is Chai Orech, is Arichas Yomim, is a lengthening of life, is a restoration of kavod, kavod being neshama. Kavod was dead by Talmidei Rabbi Akiva. Comes along Rabbi Shimon, who's the true talent of Rabbi Akiva, and says, I'm going to restore Kavod. And I'm going to breathe life back into the world. Chai Orech. Nishmas in Daraisa, Sodo Satara. The Shabbos before Yom Tov is always deeply connected to the Yom Tov. And the parsha that you read in preparation for the coming Yom Tov contains within it the secret of the Yom Tov. Contains within it the essence of the Yom Tov. What do we read this past Shabbos? What do we read in Acharei Mos? Acharei Mos, that's exactly the whole Indian of Rabbi Rishon Bar Yochai, right? The Bittul, Acharei Mos, after the death of all Talmidei Rabbi Akiva. Where do we go from there? Chai Orech. We come to Yud Ches Iyar. We come to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai's day. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai's death, which was filled with life. He died on the word Chai. How do you die on the word Chai? The answer is, because Rabbi Shimon understood. Rabbi Shimon understood that the Torah is leaving behind is life itself. Rabbi Shimon wasn't scared to die. He died on the word Chai. What do we read in Acharei Mos, verse 23? Shmartem es chukosai, es mishpatai, asher yasa sama adam, v'chai b'hem ani Hashem. This is what Torah is all about. V'chai b'hem, Gemara in Yoma says, v'lo, sheyamus b'hem. V'chai b'hem. A Yid is supposed to, v'chai b'hem. That's what Torah is about, to live. Mitzvot are supposed to inject life into a person. V'chai b'hem, filled with chiyus. Ayin told us Yaakov Yosef, Ayin chedushe arim. They all say v'chai b'hem doesn't just mean that you should not die for mitzvos, but it means you should inject chiyus into your mitzvos. That's what Pnimius the Torah comes to do. That's what Chassidus came to do, to wake up sleepy Jewish people and to bring them back to a deeper connection to mitzvos. V'chai b'hem ani Hashem. V'chai, that word, v'chai, is very, very deeply connected to Lag B'Omer. Who can tell me why? Because we learned in the B'nai Yisasar, who quotes from the Sefer Yetzirah, that every month has a letter that corresponds to the month. What's the letter for the month of Iyar? Source 24. Himlech ozvav bihiror, v'kesher lo keser, v'tsar fan zeh b'zeh, v'tsar b'hem shor ba'olam, v'iyar b'shana. So what's the letter for the month of Iyar? The letter Vav. So what is V'chai? If Vav is Iyar, and Chai is Yud Ches, so what's V'chai? V'chai is Yud Ches Iyar. V'chai is another way of being meramis to Yud Ches Iyar. Being meramis to Lag Ba'omer. Vav is the month of Iyar. Chai is Yud Ches. And therefore, V'chai Behem, the whole essence of V'chai Behem is expressed on what day more than any other day in the calendar year? Yud Ches Iyar. The day of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. The person, again, who transmitted neshama to the world like nobody else. Who pumped life into the world by being Megala Soda Satora like nobody else. The Or of Simcha points out, and again, this is somewhat in parentheses, but it's too good to not share. And it's Kedai just to make sure the Chevra knows how this works. We've all heard of this idea of the Shem Ayin Beis, the 72 letter name of Hashem. Yes? You've heard of such an idea? The 72 letter name of Hashem? It's really a 72 part name of Hashem. What does it mean, the 72 part name of Hashem? So, is Rashi already in Maseches Sukkah talks about this? Is Meramis to this in the fifth parak of Sukkah? Rashi says over there, Kadmonim knew about this. It was certainly a Kabbalistic secret, but it was already transmitted through the major poskim. Rashi again alludes to it in Maseches Sukkah. In source 25, there are three psukim in Parshas B'Shalach in a row that each have 72 letters. You see? The way we refer to these three psukim are Vayisa, Vayavo, Vayet. Those are the first three words of these psukim. Vayisa, Vayavo, Vayet. Parshas B'Shalach. Kabbalah tells us that these three psukim contain within them the secret of Hashem's 72-part name. Each one of these psukim has exactly 72 letters. Okay? Each of these three psukim has 72 letters. So how do you extract Hashem's 72-part name? You take one letter from each of these psukim into clusters of three, and those clusters, those 72 three-letter clusters, make up Hashem's 72-part name. Okay? But you need to know one more piece to the puzzle. Again, this is the Kabbalah. Kabbalah, you can ask questions. Why? How do you know that? This is the Kabbalah. This is the Kabbalah. This is how it's understood. How do you put together the pieces of these names? First, last, first. What does that mean? So what's the first three-letter sequence? You take the first letter of the first pasuk, vav. You take the last letter of the second pasuk, hey. And you take the first letter of the third pasuk, vav. Okay? That's how you do it. That's how you bring out the first piece of Hashem's three-letter name. Vav and hey and vav. The second piece of the 72-letter name of Hashem is the yud, right? The second letter of the first pasuk. The second to last letter, lamid, of the second pasuk. And the second letter of the third pasuk. Okay? Yeah? How does this come up in Masechta Sukkah, by the way? How does it come up in Masechta Sukkah? What did I say the first name was? Vav, hey, vav. Right? I'm going to say it, even though you're not really supposed to say these things, but I'll say it just to bring up the point. In Sukkah, it talks about, right, by the Simchas Beis Shoeva, and by the celebration, and by Hallel, how do you express your love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Ani Vaho Hoshiyana. Vav Hei Vav. What is that? What does that mean? Vaho. Vav Hei Vav. That's this name of Hashem. Ani, by the way, Aleph Nun Yod, is also one of the names of Hashem. Okay? Ayin Rashi, Masechta Sukkah, I think it's on Daf. I'm not sure, actually. I'm not going to say it because I'm not sure. I think I know, but I'm not sure. Okay? What's the 33rd name of the 72 pieces of Hashem's name? So take a look. In the first pasuk, you have a yud. That's the 33rd letter, counting forward. In the second pasuk, where we count backwards, the 33rd from the end is a ches. And the 33rd, counting forward again, in the third pasuk is a vav. What letters do you have? Vav, Ches, Yod. What's the 33rd part of Hashem's 72 letter name? Lag B'Omer, of course, Vav, Ches, Yod, which is what? Which is Yod Ches, Iyar. Vav being Iyar, Yod Ches being Yod Ches. And again, says the Or of a Simcha, we see a remez to this idea. But again, the focus is V'chaibah. V'chaibah. Rabbi Shimon came to give life to the world, to restore Kavod to the world, to restore the Neshama of the world. Okay, Rabosa, we come to the final step for today. In Tehillim, David HaMelech, on five occasions, uses the phrase Barchi Nafshi Es Hashem. Five times David HaMelech uses the phrase Barchi Nafshi Es Hashem. And Chazal took note of this in the Gemara in Brachos in Source 31. David HaMelech used it twice in Tehillim Kuf Gimel. Three times in Tehillim Kuf Gimel, and twice in Tehillim Kuf Dal. Five times in Tehillim you find the phrase Barchi Nafshi Es Hashem. Says the Gemara in Brachos in Source 31, Hani Chamisha Barchi Nafshi Kneged Mi Amran David. Why did David HaMelech, David Malka Mashiach, David who's so connected to the world beyond, why did David say Barchi Nafshi Es Hashem five times? Oh, whoa. You say it once. You couldn't find any other phrases to use? Lo Amran Ela Kneged HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ukneged Neshama. These five mentions of Barchi Nafshi Es Hashem correspond to what? To HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Neshama. Ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu Melo Kol HaOlam Af HaNeshama Melea Es Kol HaGuf. Yes, as Hashem fills the world, so too the Neshama fills the entire body. Ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu Roa Ve'Eino Nira Af HaNeshama Roa Ve'Eino Niras. Ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zanes Kol HaOlam Kulo. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu sustains the world, so too the Neshama sustains the world. Yes, the same thing is called the Guf, right, which is the world of the Neshama. Ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tahor Af Neshama Tahora. Ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yoshev B'Chedri Chadar Af Neshama Yoshev Es B'Chedri Chadarim. So five things that the Neshama and Hashem have in common. Let's go over them again. Number one, just as the Neshama fills the whole body, let's do it the other way. Just as Hashem fills the whole world, so too the Neshama fills the whole body. Number two, just as HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so real and yet can't be seen, so too the Neshama, the Kavod. The cover of a person can't be seen. The neshama can't be seen. Ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just the Kadosh Baruch Hu sustains the whole world, so too the neshama sustains the guf. Just as Hashem is pure, the neshama is pure. And just as Hashem resides in a concealed place, this is obviously a little bit different than the first point we made, that the neshama can't be seen. Just as Hashem hides out in chedrei chadarim, in secluded places, so too the neshama is also hidden away. And therefore, Yavo Mishi Yeshbo Chamisha Dvar Malalu, Yeshabeach Lamishi Yeshbo Chamisha Dvar Malalu. Therefore, the neshama should sing the praises of Hashem. Baruch inafshias 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 Hashem. Five times. Five times. This is exactly the avodah of Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shimon. To say Baruch inafshias Hashem as many times as you can. B'chol nafshecha. Kol yamai isi mitzar. B'chol nafshecha. I want to be able to express with the fullness of my neshama, which is so connected, it's the chelak elokam imal, it's the piece of me that is HaKadosh Baruch. I want all the dimensions of my neshama to sing the praise of HaKadosh Baruch. That's what Rabbi Akiva said on his deathbed. Kol yamai, I wanted to b'chol nafshecha. How many dimensions are there to the neshama? Well, if we said Baruch inafshias Hashem five times, right? Connected to the neshama that has these five things that are common with HaKadosh Baruch, it makes sense that the neshama has five dimensions to it. Yeah? I'm sure some of us have seen this idea before in the Svarim HaKadoshim. The Medrash in Bereishis Rabbah, source 32, says that there are five names to the neshama. Name, of course, means essence. So that means there are five different essential types, five different parts to the neshama, if you will. What are the names of the different parts of the neshama? Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chaya, and Yechida. Those are the five names of the Neshama. We often talk about Naran, the three lower parts of the Neshama, Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama. There's the two parts that are a bit more beyond, Chaya and Yechida. These are the five parts of the soul. So it makes sense, Baruch inafshias Hashem, five times, corresponding to the five parts of the soul, the five things that the Neshama, the Gemara Brachos, identifies as having in common with, and having in common with, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and everything seems to be fitting together very nicely. Now there's a sefer that came out a couple years ago by a young Talmud Chacham. I don't know much about him. His name is Rav Avram Yishayo Trop. It was put out by Feldheim. The sefer is called Deyas Hashem. Deyas Hashem in source 33. And he's megalot to us a beautiful rebbe. He says, in Sefer Tehillim, we find Baruch inafshias Hashem five times. The Gemara in Brachos takes note of this and says that there are five things that the Neshama has in common with the Kodesh Baruch. We also know, he says, that the Neshama has five different names. Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chayechida. V'zeu gam mashmo, it's not penimius, shal Gemara. That's what the Gemara is obviously hinting to. When the Gemara says the Neshama has five things in common with Hashem, it's obvious that the Gemara is being merami to the fact that the Neshama has five dimensions to it. Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chayechida. Says the Sefer Deyas Hashem, an unbelievable remnant. Reza Pella. Hamilim Barchi Nafshi Es Hashem. Barchi Nafshi Es Hashem in Gematria 1099 is exactly Gematria Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chaya, Yechida. No, no one's going to smile. No, that's not good enough for anyone here. That's a great remnant. Barchi Nafshi Es Hashem, which appears five times. Barchi Nafshi Es Hashem, that phrase that David HaMelech uses five times, is exactly Gematria 1099, the Gematria Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chai, Yechida. The five names for the five parts of the Neshama. Thank you. Thank you. So Rabosai, we have this unbelievable Gemara in Brachus, being Meramis again to the five parts of the soul. This is the avod of Rabbi Akiva. I want the Chol Nafshecha. I feel the Notas Nishmascha. I want all the dimensions of my soul to be expanded. I want to be Megala, cover the Torah, the Neshama of Torah like never before. And that's what Rabbi Akiva is doing, and that's what Rishon Baruch Chai is doing. He's restoring the Kavod. He's injecting life into the world. Yurchas Iyar, Chai Iyar, V'chai Bahem. As much Neshama as I can. All five dimensions. 1099. Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chai, Yechid, Gematria, Barthi, Nafshi, Es Hashem, which appears five times in Tehillim. It's unbelievable. Pnimius HaTorah Mamish. Says the Degel Machane Ephraim, the grandson of the Baal Shem Tov. Torah Hashem Tamima Meshivas Nafesh. Torah Hashem, the Torah of Hashem is Tamima. Sheva Shabbosos Tamimos Tiyana, the days of Sfiras HaOmer. Tamim. Meshivas Nafesh, it restores the soul. Dine Yadua Zos HaTorah Adam. Kamoshi Yesh Ba'adam Ramach Evarim Mushsagidim. Just as a person has a body, made up of body parts. Kainish b'Torah ramach mitzvos asay, u'shesah lo sasay. So too the Torah has a body, like we saw earlier. Gufei halachos, the lashon of the Mishnah Perkei Avos. V'chol mitzvah shayach la'ever prati me'adam kedei l'chayosa ever ahu mivakor mitzvahu. Nimsa mikol haTorah bichlal novei achias l'chol adam. So if you keep all the mitzvos, then you inject life v'chai behem into all of your limbs, into all of your sinews. This is what Chavetz Chaim talks about in the beginning of the third chelek of Mishnah Berurah. Ukamoshi yesh ba'adam hei b'chinos nefesh ruach neshama chai yechida kein yesh l'torah kedosha gufei torah v'ruach niyas ha'torah pardes, rosin steamen, the secrets of the Torah. By the way, anyone here ever learned Maseches Megillah? Yeah? How is Rabbi Akiva referred to on the opening daf of Maseches Megillah? He's often referred to in Shas as Rabbi Akiva Stimta. Stimta. Why is Rabbi Akiva called Rabbi Akiva Stimta? Stimta. Right? Because Rabbi Akiva is the one who brings out what? From that place, that concealed place. Razin Stimen. Razin Stimen, that which is concealed. Rabbi Akiva Stimta. The Megala Sodos. HaTorah. Kamosha Omer. As he says, B'shem the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. As I heard from my grandfather. Anochi is of Sheitevos. Ana Napshi. Ksivis Yavis. Hashem says, of course I wrote the Torah al derech hapshat. It has to function that way. But what I really gave you, Hashem says, is my nefesh. I gave you my soul. And while you have to do the mitzvos, halacha, gufei halachos, again in the term of Pirkei Avos, gufei halachos, you need to follow halacha to make sure your guf is healthy. We also have to have a deep connection to pnimiyas Torah to make sure that your neshama is healthy. The life source of Torah. The nefesh, on a nafshi ksivas yavos. That's what anochi was. That was the first thing we ever heard of Torah from God. Nafshi hainu haTorah. Ulakach, kefi yishtadlus v'yigiyas ha'odim b'Torah, kach yichiyos ha'kadusha, shemam shech la'atzo. O nefesh haTorah, o shar b'chino seh, v'hu shekasa b'zohar kadosh, zacha, if a person is worthy, yahavin le'ruach, ayin shah. Meaning, the more deeply connected to Torah, the more levels of the soul you tap into. You could be a nefesh type of Jew, which means you're a pshat level type of Jew. If you're zocha, says Zohar Kodesh, you could be a ruach type of Jew. You're zocha to go deeper into the parties. You come to remez, you come to drash, you come to sod. You come to the crowns on top of the letters. You come to the deepest dimension of Torah. For the chevra who was here when we spoke about the secret of the fifth cup before Pesach on that Sunday. So if you remember, we told that story with the Rebbe of Premishlan when he was in the bar, he was by the inn. Who was here that day? Someone was here that day, no? No one was here that day? Someone was here. You remember? He told the story, he was at the inn and he said, tell the bartender I want five portions of beer for the price of four. I want five for the price of four. So he said, the Rebbe wants five for the price of four. He said, this is not happy hour, you're not getting five for the price of four. You're getting five for the price of five. They went and they were fighting and the Rebbe Premishlan said, no, tell him I'm not backing down. Finally, the Talmidim worked it out. He said, listen, just tell him you're giving him five for four. We'll pay you separately. Just tell the rabbi you gave him five for four. So he comes out, he brings out whatever, five pitchers of beer, five portions of beer. He said, okay, rabbi, here you go. You know, five portions of mashka for the price of four. And the Rebbe got up and he closed his eyes and said, oh, if only the whole world would recognize five for four. If only the whole world would recognize that when you give four, you get five. What does that mean? So we spoke about it on that day. But just the kitzur nimrat, the chaz are over. The idea of getting five out of four is that everything in the world seems to exist in four dimensions, but there's a fifth dimension. For example, everything in the world, domeim, someach, chai, medaber. That's everything in the world, no? Says the Kuzari, Yisrael is a fifth dimension. Klal Yisrael. The tachlis of man, there's medaber, there's human beings, also b'tzel nalokim, and then there's Yisrael, which is held to a higher standard. You have Hashem's name, Yudke Vavke. Looks like there's four letters, right? But then there's also what? There's the kutso yud, there's the crowns on top. The idea of the crowns is that fifth dimension. Why am I telling you this? I had two reasons for telling you this. I only remember one of them. One reason I'm telling you this is because Lag BaOmer, is 4 weeks and 5 days. Lag BaOmer is 4 weeks and 5 days, which is also the meaning of four and five. But I had another reason I was telling you this. Why was I telling you this? Okay, let's go back. So if you're Zocha, I'm telling you this because I'm trying to show you that the fifth dimension, meaning Rabbi Akiva's avoda of the crowns is that fifth dimension. That's what I'm trying to say. The meaning when Rabbi Akiva says B'chol Nafshecha, I'm not going to be satisfied with just being, like the Zohar says, if you're Zohar, you get to Ruach, if you're Zohar, you get to Neshama, if you're Zohar, you get to Chaya. Rabbi Akiva says, no, B'chol Nafshecha, feel no tos Nishmasa, I want the whole thing. I want Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chayachid, I want Barchi, Nafshi, Hashem, the whole entire thing. The fifth dimension, that's why Rabbi Akiva is so busy with the crowns, that's what I was trying to tell you. Because the crowns on top of the letters, that's the fifth dimension of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, which of course is the Shorash of Kol HaTorah Kula, Anochi Nafshi, Ksivas Yahavis. Okay. V'zeo Tehillim, that's what it says in Tehillim. Torah is Hashem Tamima. Hashem's Torah is Tamima. Hainu She'ein Bashum Machzor, V'akol Bechinu Sheba Olam Yeshba. U'lakachi Meshivas Nafesh. The Torah restores the soul. The deeper your connection to the Torah, the more alive you are, V'chai Behem, the more you're connected to the Neshama of Torah, the more the more connected you are. And concludes the Degel Machan Ephraim Parsha Sazinu, quoting our pasuk from this past week's Parsha, which again, the Shabbos, the Kriyas HaTorah, is Ma'or Dizman, it awakens the feelings that we need to bring to Lag BaOmer. Asher Yaseh HaAdam V'Chai Bahem. V'Chai, he says, Rashi Tevos is what? Chai Yechida. V'Chai Bahem. V'Chai Bahem. Halavai, we should be zochah to come to the Madrigal of Chai Yechida. We should come to the deeper dimensions of our soul. But it's only for Osek in Torah Hashem Tamima. You need the whole Torah. You can't just be a pshat Jew and have the fullness of your soul. And that's why we again, Rabbi Akiva is Kavod, Rabbi Akiva is Kesser, Rabbi Akiva is Sodas HaTorah, Rabbi Akiva is Pnimius HaTorah, Rabbi Akiva is the whole of Oda B'chol Napshecha, all five dimensions of the soul. Okay. Now, I'm going to share with you the gift that Hashem gave me for Lag BaOmer. Because when you work hard, you try to do something, and Kodesh Baruch Hu gives you a gift, Yagati Matsati, it's a gift. You can come up with a chiddush, you don't take credit for it. It's a gift from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. If you take Yud Ches Iyar, and you spell it out in Miloy, V'chai Bahem, you want the fullness. Again, Rabbi Akiva's dying words were, B'chol Nafshecha, this is what I want to work on. This was my avoda. Rabbi Akiva's Gematria Neshama. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says, Kol HaNeshama Tahala, I'll make sure that the whole soul can sing. Chai Iyar, right? So Maral told us is Yud Ches, right? Chai Orech, Arichas Yomim, the expansion of life, the end of the death of Talmid Rabbi Akiva who lacked Kavod, which means they lacked Neshama. Ah, take a look. Yud Ches Iyar, you spell it out. You see how I spelled it out? In Miloy. Miloy means you want to get the fullness out of something. Yud Ches Iyar. Who wants to add it up? 1099. Yod Ches Iyar is Gematria 1099, which is Gematria Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chaya, Yechida. Baruchi, Napshi, Es Hashem. 1099, exactly. Yod Ches Iyar. Because Rabbi Shimon is the one who finishes the avodah of Rabbi Akiva. He's the one who makes sure that Kol HaNeshama Tahalel, the Gematria, Rabbi Shimon, Baruchai. 915. He's the one who says, I'm going to make sure that every facet of the soul is awakened. How? Through being Megala Pnimius HaTorah, by being Megala the secrets of the Torah. And with that, Rabbi Shimon Baruch Hai puts an end to the Gezerah of Misa Tamid Rabbi Akiva, and he injects life back into the world. Until this very day, this is the abode of Rabbi Shimon Baruch Hai, to keep the world alive. The more connected to Rashbi, the more connected to Rashbi, the more connected we are to life itself. That's why the Munkatcher writes in Source 36, the Munkatcher writes, Shimon ben Yochai is Begmatria Mechaye Mesim. Is Begmatria Mechaye Mesim. Because that's what Rabbi Shimon Baruch Hai came to do. Rabbi Shimon Baruch Hai came to awaken the parts of the Neshama that were dead. To make sure that Nefesh Chaya Yechida, Neshama, every aspect of it is alive and well. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai is Gematria, 553 is Gematria Mechaye Mesim. Yesh Lomar. Alkein Bekoach Rashbi, Paskula Musta, Talmid Rabbi Akiva, Vuhu Bechinas Bittel HaMisa. And therefore, we don't have to be so saddened over the fact that Mishamesh Rabbi Akiva Batel Kavod HaTorah. Because Baruch Hashem, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai is continuing to transmit that Torah to us. I'll just be messiah with the story. Because everything we said, again, about trying to tap into deeper dimensions of the soul and deeper dimensions of the Torah, means tapping into deeper dimensions of ourselves. Seeing ourselves in a different way. Lag BaOmer, a Jew can see himself in a different way. I thought I was a Nefesh Jew. Says the Zohar Kodesh, if you're Zohar, you could be a Ruach Jew. If you're Zohar, you can be a Neshama Jew. If you're Zohar, B'chai Bam, Chai Rosh HaYitevos, Chai Yechida, like Degel Machan Ephraim told us, you could be the deepest type of Jew. You could be a Rabbi Akiva type of Jew. You could be a Yud Ches Iyar, in all of its expansive presentation type of Jew. Yud Ches Iyar, Mila, B'Gematria, Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chai Yechida. So I'll end with a story from the Kotzker. In the Siach Sarfei Kodesh, this is the old edition, the old print, in Chelak Hay, it tells the following story. Sipur Li, it's a typo, sorry, Source 37, Sipur Li Chosid Echad Zakin V'Nichbad Asher Be'ez Shahayesh Shamo Shal HaRebi Mekotsk Holech B'chol HaAretz Shamo Balabayis Echad Me'ir Ga'ari Mechuz Tamashov Shal Yilid Ir Tamashov Mako Muladaso Muladato Shal HaRebi Mekotsk. What happened? He says that an elderly chassid told me that when the Kotzker Rebbe was starting to get famous, world-renowned, people were hearing about the Kotzker. So this chassid said, I met an old Jew from the town of Ga'ari, which apparently was in the environs of Tamashov. We know that the Kotzker was known as Mendel Tamashov. He was from Tamashov. And this person said, I know the Kotzker. I went to school with the Kotzker, right? Imagine, you meet this guy. I know this Menachem Mendel, I remember before it was the Kotzker. So the Chassidim heard that they found this guy who was in Cheder at the Kotzker. They wanted to hear more about it. Who he a Rebbe? He became a Rebbe. I remember little Mendela. We were in Cheder together. We were in cheder together. I can't believe it. V'kasher hachasidim shamuzos yischilu lachras lo al hasnagus hakotzker b'yoso od katal. So the chasidim came, they started at the bottom of this, and they said, tell us, what was the kotzker like as a kid? He must have done something that you knew that one day he'd become the kotzker. V'amar, she'eni yodeya klum. Ki esnagus asma k'shari aladim. The kotzker was like everyone else as a kid. And I still don't understand how he became the rabbi. Well, the truth is, there's one thing I remember about the kotzker. They went on a Lag BaOmer outing. They went on a little trip up to some mountain, little bonfire. All of a sudden, they're on their way back to cheder after a fun day of baseball in the park, little barbecue. Yeah, all of a sudden, the Rebbe says, "Nu, where's Mendela?" Right, he starts taking a head count. Kotzker's missing. So the Rebbe goes back to the mountain. Holchu oda pam elahar. I went back to the mountain to search for the Kotzker. V'roshu shochei v'pishu yadayim v'raglayim. And he saw this little boy, who up to that point was like everyone else in the class. But he saw him all of a sudden, he was lying on the ground. Mom is stretched out on the ground. Stretched out. Pishu yadayim v'raglayim alahar. V'holchu, the Rebbe walked over, v'shamu she'omer ha'pasuk levi u'besari yiranu al-kelchai. And the Kotzker was just saying over and over and over again, levi u'besari yiranu al-kelchai, levi u'besari yiranu al-kelchai. And the Chassidim said, oh, that's when you really saw the Kotzker. Right, it wasn't when you were having lunch with the Kotzker, having a catch during recess with the Kotzker. That was when you saw the Kotzker. Dafka Lag BaOmer. The Kotzker became the Kotzker. The Kotzker was able to tap into a deeper dimension of himself. Libi u'besari yiranu l'kelchai. Of course, the Svarim all point out, Bisari is Rashi Tevos, Rabbi Shimon Baruch Chai. Libi u'besari yiranu l'kelchai. That every fiber of my being, Libi u'besari, but my lev, my neshama, Bisari, my flesh, the guf and the neshama, yiranu l'kelchai. That every bit of me is connected to a Kodesh Baruch. That's the kolach of Lag BaOmer. That's the kolach of Lag BaOmer, to bring out a deeper dimension of a person, the kavod haTorah, the inner essence of a person. So Mirtz Hashem, we should be zocha to continue the avoda of Rashbi, of Rabbi Akiva, to inject more chilas v'chai b'hem, vav chai, yud chazir, to try to come to Lag BaOmer and to understand what the day is about, to keep Torah alive, to make sure that the neshama of the Torah is not lost. The gufei Torah is critical. You can't live without a guf either. But if we all think, we're to pick and choose, what's the life of a person, the inner life of a person, is the neshama. That's what Pnimius HaTorah was. The neshama of Torah, the kavod haTorah. B'chol nafshecha, that was the whole avod of Rabbi Akiva, that was the avod of his Talmud. Rishon Bar Yochai, B'gematria, call on neshama Tahalel. And Emir Hashem, we should all be zocha to tap into all five dimensions of our souls.